Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Adele. I'm your host, Adele Tevlin, and I am so thrilled to be bringing to you this new season, this new ideation of my podcast. In each podcast episode, I am going to be featuring a guest, a friend, a colleague in the space, a thought leader, someone who I would be having coffee with, and you can be getting the behind the scenes of what it's really like to sit down and have a real conversation with me and some of these amazing human beings. The purpose of this podcast is for you to deeply connect with me and the people in my life that I care deeply about, for you to get to know something about me that you don't already know, and for you to gain a new perspective. Every podcast guest that I feature will push the boundaries and bring in a new perspective, which allows you to tap into a new point of view. So I can't wait to dive into today's episode.
I'm back. Hello, hello. Okay, let's rock and roll. I'm just gonna riff. I have so many things to say. So one of the things that, so you hold the key to your freedom. One of the things when people are first starting out in this work, like you were once that person a while back, some of you like years ago, whatever, wherever you are in the process, when people hear personal responsibility, with especially depending on the level of awareness that they're at, they can hear it as blame. They can hear it as judgment. They can hear it like I'm a victim. They hear it wherever you are, you hear it from that lens. Like when I'm in a lot, when it was cool to be kind of back in a live audience, because you can read people's body language more. You say a word and they have a trauma response to the word. Responsibility. And you can tell. I can tell by I say responsibility, you're responsible for everything in your life. You are the center of your universe. I make them get up and do this exercise. You can actually come do it with me for a sec. Actually get up. Stand up. Some of you have done this with me before, but let's do it. You point your finger out, right? And you turn around 360 degrees. Keep your hands straight. While you point out, do that a couple times until you get dizzy. No, don't get dizzy. And the idea is, see, some of you didn't even do it. The idea is, I am the center of my own universe. I am the center of my own universe. But you know what's even cooler? You're the center of your universe. But you think you're the center of other people's universe. Isn't that fucked up? Like, it's just not true. Nobody has that much time to think about you. Not because they're being assholes, but because they're the center of their own universe. But then we're like, I can't post and I can't do this and I can't do that. What are people going to think? What's my mom going to think? What's this person think? Nobody cares. They're the center of their universe. Do you know how freeing that is? So what's the point of me doing that exercise? You're the center. You're the beginning and the end. In Latin, it's called the fons centerego. The fons centerego in Latin means the origin story of, the origin of everything. The origin of everything in your life is you. But if you hear that at the level of awareness of a victim, you'll completely collapse that with morality, and you'll collapse it with projecting, oh, Adele's such an asshole. I can't believe she said that. Can you believe she, her? You know, how dare she offend me? You get where I'm going with this? Personal responsibility, guys, when you get what it really means, it's your ability to respond. It's your ability to respond. It's saying, I created it. But guess what? If I created it, I can recreate it. When you project, when you blame other people, you completely strip yourself of your power. There is an enormous power that you take back when you claim responsibility. Does this make sense? It is like so powerful. So then let's talk about why, for a second, people don't want to claim responsibility. Well, because at the root of it, there's shame. Raise your hand if you understand what I'm saying when I say at the root of it, there's shame. What does shame say? I'm a bad person. I've done something wrong. You know, I'm going to go much deeper into this. Like I had such a crazy download the other day around how the reason why people do or don't do things in life, including buy things or take chances or join things, or is all rooted in shame. It's really crazy when you really think about it. They don't want to make a mistake. So the idea is, it's like, we have to really understand that we hold the key to our freedom, but it starts with saying, where am I still not taking personal responsibility in my life? If you're stuck somewhere, there's somewhere you're not taking responsibility. There is still a projection out on somebody else. There's still a, somebody did something to me conversation going on in your mind. It might be subtle. It's totally unconscious for a lot of people at this point. They still might not think they're doing that, but really take a look this week. Where am I still blaming somebody else for something in my life? In so far that you're blaming somebody, they hold the key. They hold the key. Nelson Mandela, in his book, Letters from Prison, he wrote something that I remember when I read it. I was more in my infancy of doing like this work. He wrote something around like he had never felt more free than when he was behind bars. It's an internal freedom, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Coffee Conversations. It really means the world to me that you take time every week to listen to now a very thought-provoking conversation with me and some of my close friends and peers in the industry, a little bit of a behind the scenes, a dialogue of what it would be like to have coffee with me and some of my friends who are thought leaders in this space. And I just want you to know something, that you're so worthy of success and you can have whatever it is that you desire. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.